It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 9th of March, the 75th day of the year. In the Gregorian calendar, there are 290 days left in 2024. Facebook news. There's a new and improved page for you called the RFI English Listeners Forum. It's for everyone who listens to us and wants to participate, so ask to join and I'll sign you up. All I did, in fact, was change the name of the RFI Listeners Club page so you'll still see everything that you've posted over the past years. However, the RFI English Clubs page has been paused and will be deleted soon. If you were a member of the, or are a member of the RFI English Clubs page and not of the RFI Listeners Club page, boy, this is so confusing. I'm so glad to be done with all that. You'll have to ask to join the Listeners Forum page, but I guess you've figured out I'm not going to click the decline button. I'll try to remember to change the banner regularly with your photos. Send them to me at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. Explain what the photo is about if necessary. Right now, there's a great photo of Mogiri Machuku's radio collection for you to admire. Also, did you know we have a YouTube channel? Just go to YouTube and write RFI English in the search bar, and there we are. Be sure and subscribe to see all our videos, and Erwan has even made a weekly Sound Kitchen promo for you to hear. Don't miss out.
This is Radio France International. Let's find out what's cooking in the Sound Kitchen.
This. Today is Lithuanian Book Smugglers Day, and I am not making that up. Okay, this requires a bit of history. There was a highly successful Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth from 1569 through 1769. But near the end of that time, the Commonwealth was in decline and was eventually partitioned by the Russian Empire, the German Kingdom of Prussia, and the Austrian Habsburg Monarchy. The Russian imperial government had Lithuania as its prize, and in 1864, it went on a campaign of Russification and forbade Lithuanian, which uses the Latin alphabet, to be used. Only the Cyrillic alphabet was allowed. Of course, education was to be only in Russian, and all the school books had to be printed using the Cyrillic alphabet. By 1865, all books using the Lithuanian language Latin alphabet were banned. And so the book smuggling began, and it was very successful. During those years, more than 3,500,000 copies of publications in the Lithuanian language were published and smuggled into the country. The Russian Empire realized their policy hadn't worked and removed the ban in 1904. Soon after the ban was lifted, one of the book smugglers, Juozas Masulis, opened a bookstore in Panevezys. It's still there, as well as a chain of bookstores operating under his name.
Thank you.
This is the Sound Kitchen and Susan Owensby's cooking.
Still to come on the Sound Kitchen, the Listener's Corner with your answers to the bonus question. And Erwan Rome has the perfect dessert for you today on music from Erwan, a music from a French composer I'm sure you've heard of.
Are you ready? I do hope so.
And so do I, because it's time for the quiz. On the 10th of February, I asked you a question about the presidential poll in Senegal. On February 3rd, just hours before official campaigning was to start, the polls were called off by the incumbent president, Macky Sall. Sall cited as the reason an investigation into two Constitutional Council judges whose integrity in the election process had been questioned. You were to reread Melissa Shamam's article, Senegalese Lawmakers Postpone Presidential Election to 15 December, and answer this question: how many candidates are running for president of Senegal? The answer, when I ask the question, is 20. Here's the latest. Senegal's Constitutional Council ruled that the vote must be held before Sall's mandate expires on April 2nd. The new date for the poll is the March 24th, which leaves the 19 candidates a very little time to campaign. And yes, there are now 19 candidates instead of the original 20. On the 19th of February, Rose Wardini renounced her candidacy following controversy over her dual Franco-Senegalese nationality. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question, how do you get to sleep? Suggested by Nasir Mohammed from Katsina State, Nigeria. You'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so stay with us. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listener's Club member Deepita Chakrabarty from New Delhi, India. Deepita is also this week's bonus question winner. She wrote, whenever I can't get to sleep, I practice math. The harder the math, the earlier I go to bed. I am so dreadful at math. I don't know if I'd end up mad, laughing frantically at my idiocy, or stay awake forever trying to figure out the answer. Nevertheless, congratulations, Deepita, on your double win. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are Sherifan Islam Nitu, who's a member of the RFI Amour fan club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh, and Nafisa Khatun, the president of the RFI Mahila Shrota Sangha Club in West Bengal, India. There's also RFI Listeners Club member Anju Regmi from Biratnagar, Nepal. And last but not least, RFI English listener Dirluba Yasmin Lovely, who's the general secretary of the Sonali Badhon Female Listeners Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Earlier this week, India unveiled its plans for its next space flight, which you read all about in RFI English correspondent Pratap Chakravarti's article, India Picks Pilots for Space Flight That Will Blast It into Cosmic History. Following the successful soft landing on the moon's south pole with the Gaganyaan craft last August, the next trip scheduled for this coming fall will carry a humanoid robot. And there's your question. What's the name of the robot? It's in Sanskrit. And what is its translation into English? Reread Pratap Chakravarti's article, India Picks Pilots for Space Flight That Will Blast It into Cosmic History, and write in with the name of the humanoid robot that will man, or I guess robot is more accurate, the flight. Again, reread Pratap Chakravarti's article, India Picks Pilots for Space Flight That Will Blast It into Cosmic History, and write in with the name of the humanoid robot who will be on board, both its name in Sanskrit and the translation of its name into English. You'll find Pratap's article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and our brand new Facebook page, the RFI English Listeners Forum. This week's bonus questions, suggested by Moriam Nessa Momo from Bogura, Bangladesh, is, who is the person still living that you most admire and why? The Dalai Lama? Malala Yousafzai? Your best friend? Erwan Rome? Again, who is the person still living that you most admire and why? Thanks, Moriam, for the suggestion. Remember, we're happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. You have until the 15th of April to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question to me. Be sure to tune in on the 20th of April to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
You guys know what to listen on the Radio France International. The Sound Kitchen.
Thanks, Vincent. That's my nutty colleague, Vincent Porra, just making sure you're still with us. He's better than a cup of coffee, isn't he? And you need to be right awake because it's time for the Listener's Corner. The question you answered this week, suggested by Nasir Muhammad from Katsina State, Nigeria, was, how do you get to sleep? Fatima Tuj Zara wrote, sleep is essential for good health. A person's lack of sleep has adverse effects on his physical and mental condition. That is why I give so much priority to sleep. As the saying goes, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. I go to bed at the same time every night, 10 p.m. My room is completely dark, all electronic devices are switched off, and I wake up at the same time every day too, 6 a.m. This is my daily routine. Radhakrishna Pillai wrote, music is my medicine to sleep. I make it a habit to listen to music every day before going to bed. Muhammad Shamim counsels yoga before bed. He wrote, we need to clear our minds, set up a healthy bedtime routine, and practice yoga. For the readers, Jayanta Chakrabarty and Debashis Gope find a good book to be the answer. Jayanta wrote, though a book helps us to gain knowledge, it is also the best sleep medicine. Thus, whenever I want to have a deep sleep, I take up a book, and before I've finished a few pages, I fall into a satisfying slumber. The same happens for Debashis, who wrote, 1 hour before sleep, I finish dinner and fall asleep reading a book. Father Stephen Wara has no problem sleeping. He wrote, I simply make up my mind it's time to sleep, say my bedtime prayers, get into bed and under my blanket, and off I go to sleep. Well, you're all quite fortunate. For me, music won't work because I listen to it too carefully. A good book certainly doesn't work. I want to keep reading. Maybe yoga, though. Or as Hans Werner Jolica wrote, I've always been a bad sleeper. Years ago, I finished counting all the sheep in the world. Me too, Hans, even backward. But he continues, right now, my sleep medicine is Sudoku puzzles. It mostly works. Maybe I'll try those too. So, Nasir, any ideas for you? Both of us admitted that reading dense books that require a lot of concentration helps. I drink warmed milk too, but that's not for everyone. And there you have it. May you all have not only a good night's rest, but sweet dreams as well. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question, suggested by Moriam Nessa Momo from Borgura, Bangladesh, is, who is the person still living that you most admire and why? Do you have a bonus question idea? If so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many, many thanks to Erwan Rome for his input and his mixing mastery. And thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week for a special treat, your musical requests. I am going to Norway for the international cooking contest, the Bocuse d'Or, so I'll be sending photos and I'll tell you all about it when I get back. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. I'll play you out with music from Erwan, our sound engineer, who is also a musician. This week, Erwan is feeling his Frenchness. He chose a piece by the French composer Maurice Ravel. Ravel's most famous piece is his Bolero, and I'm sure you've heard it, even if you don't recognize the name. Erwan chose Ravel's Piano Trio, written for piano, violin, and cello. Ravel had long wanted to write a piano trio, and he began working on it in 1914. The writing was slow, but the outbreak of World War I in August inspired him to finish the trio quickly, as he wanted to enlist in the army. He finished in record time, for him anyway. And in September, he triumphantly wrote to fellow composer Igor Stravinsky, and I quote, "The idea that I should be leaving at once made me get through 5 months' work in 5 weeks. My trio is finished." The next month, he was accepted as a nurse's aide by the Army, and in March 1916, he became a volunteer truck driver for the 13th Artillery Regiment. His trio was first performed in Paris in 1915. Known for its rich, almost orchestral sound, Ravel created a texture of sound unusually rich for a chamber work and very demanding for the musicians. The recording Erwan chose features three master musicians, pianist Louis Kentner, violinist Yehudi Menuhin, and cellist Gaspar Casado. Sit down, close your eyes, and open your ears to this lovely work by Maurice Ravel. And thanks again, Erwan, for this musical voyage. Talk to you all next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.